season, and of course for 2007. That having been said, Shadonna, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you because I know you have a number of announcements to make, but then I want to get straight into the mailbag. Could you give us a little bit of a peek, maybe some of the questions we're going to address today?
Absolutely. We have a few questions that came in from our listening audience. One is about surgery, and they want to know a few things to do for preparation before they go into the hospital. That's always a good thing to know. Also, someone wants to know about requesting on-hold information when you call our 800 toll-free numbers. There's on-hold message that comes on, and they want to know how to get that information. If you want to know, make sure that you stay tuned when we give that answer. A couple other questions about resolution, New Year's resolutions and weight loss and those types of things. So there's a lot of information, a lot of things that may pertain to you or friends or family. So it's good to get the information so that you can have it for yourself and to share with others.
And one person asked, how does your cherry compare to all those other juices on the market? Can't wait to address that one. And there was also a question I thought I saw. Someone was worried about how to talk to their doctor about holistic living. And I think that that's an important talk to have. There are many interesting questions coming up in just 1 minute right after these announcements from Shadonna. Shadonna, what is it that our listeners need to know?
Well, first off, we do have a featured product of the day, Activated Barley. You can buy one and get the second one at half price. Activated Barley is one of our sponsored Platinum Health products, newer products, just came out this year. And we have had a lot of feedback from it, a lot of testimonials, a lot of great things said about it. So stick around. We'll talk about that a little later. That's the Activated Barley. You can buy one, get the second one at half price. Call 1-800-362-8482. That spells DUA VITA for your Activated Barley. We also have information about, as Dave mentioned, our tour. We will be coming to the New York area in February of 2007. We officially have all of our dates and all of our locations, so I'll give you a little time to grab a pen and a pad so that you can take down all of the information, how to contact us, and how to reserve your seat. Also, we are beginning to take, well, we have already begun to take Oasis Retreat reservations. And we do have some space available still for January, February, March, and April. So if you want to be a part of this, please give us a call at our 800 number, 362-8482, and let the operator know that you want more information or you would like to make your reservation. And don't forget, we have our special introductory rates also, so you want to take advantage of that while they are still available as well. We have a few more announcements to make, but I think we want to get to the mailbag.
I love the mailbag.
Okay. The first question. I'm going to have open heart surgery. They tell me that I will be in a lot of pain and need up to three to four weeks before I can fit to move around normally. Is there anything that I can do to strengthen my body prior to checking into the hospital?
Well, there's a couple of things that you really have to do, and a couple of them have a lot to do with natural food. And I'm going to recommend a regimen of foods. And I have to tell you a story, a testimonial, if you would, about a young lady who also was born with a defect in her heart, and she was going to have open heart surgery. And her father came to me. Her father happens to work for me, and her father, Juan, came to me, and he asked if, in fact, there was anything that she could do to protect herself because she was going into surgery. And, of course, I had fantastic testimonial evidence with other people using green food, and so what I recommended is that she take green kamut 3 to 4 glasses a day for 2 weeks prior to her surgery. And the doctors told her that she was going to be in severe pain when she came out of the surgery once the anesthetic wore off, and that she would continue to be in severe pain for several weeks for several weeks to come. In fact, they said that she would be in the hospital for 4 to 6 weeks before she could even come home. Now, what happened was really amazing, because when she woke up from her anesthesia following this really long and intense surgery, something really incredible happened. There were doctors and nurses and family waiting around. She was being monitored really closely. And when she opened her eyes, the first thing she did was smile, and she said, you know, when am I supposed to have that surgery? And by the way, I'm really thirsty. And everybody was just started busting up, because she had already had the surgery, and most people that come out of that surgery, the first thing they say is, oh, my God, it hurts so much. And so what was amazing is that she never complained of any pain, and probably the coolest thing was that she progressed so rapidly that she went home within 3 days, not 6 weeks, 3 days after observation. And that was absolutely amazing. Now, it wasn't, it actually was 5 days before she went home. And so, as opposed to three, my mistake. And the bottom line is, within 30 days, the doctors cleared her to all physical activity. And that's really amazing. So if you're going into surgery, I strongly recommend that you take the aloe and the green food, a green kamut blend, 3 to 4 times a day. I want you to take 2 teaspoons of aloe every night before you go to bed. And that's from the nutritional side. Now, from the medical side, I want you to make sure that that doctor gives you a wide-spectrum antibiotic at least 24 hours before going into the surgery. Now, people are probably going, Dave, what are you talking about recommending a pharmaceutical drug? Well, guess what? It has been clinically proven that 66% fewer infections occur when an antibiotic is taken 24 hours prior to a surgery. Now, medical protocols require that an antibiotic be given within 1 hour following surgery, and 90% of the time, the nurses, the doctors, and the staff forget to do that. 9 out of 10 times, they forget to give you the required post-surgical antibiotic. So what you need to do is insist that you get it the day before. That way it's already in your system. Why? Because your system's going to be opened up and exposed to a lot of potential bacteria, and we want to make sure that your body is ready to fight that bacteria. And even though it is a pharmaceutical drug, antibiotics are one of the most important developments in history. And it's just that they're overused, they're abused, and that's the problem with antibiotics. Not that they exist, that they're misused.
Hey, excellent. Thank you for that information. I have a lot more questions to go over here, but I want to just mention that if you are listening to us live, that means that you have dialed 212-461-5800 and pressed code 8246. Remember, that's the number to dial to listen live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number, once again, is 212-461-5800, code 8246. Also, you can listen anytime on demand on our replay line by dialing 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. And you can listen any hour of the day for 1 full week from the original date. And you can share it with your friends and your family about any topic that we discuss. You can let them know. And also, just for people who aren't aware, but these recorded calls, once they leave the phone system after a week, they are then archived on the website, www.phporder.com, and you can go there to listen as well. So those numbers, once again, to listen live, 212-461-5800, code 8246. The replay number is 212-990-6260. And the website is www.phporder.com.
Excellent. Now, I know that the mailbag is brimming with questions. I want to thank everyone who sent in a question and encourage others to send in yours, because as Shadonna says, if you have a question, chances are there's a lot of other people out there who have the same question, and they will be waiting for the answer. So let's get back into that mailbag. What have you got for me next?
Well, I was listening to your On Hold recording, and you were saying something about humans becoming extinct. Can I get that tape? How do I get it, and what are you talking about?
Okay, well, the tape on hold is called The Healing Miracle of Green Food. It's the predecessor to the Green Food Bible, which is my new book, and it is absolutely free. The tape is, that is, the CD. All you have to do is call and request it, and that can be done by dialing the same number that Shadonna gives out regularly on the show, the 800 number. As far as what I was talking about, you have to understand that there are real indicators that human beings are in a severe decline of their ability to survive. And I'm just going to give you five very quick examples. First of all, sperm counts among young men are down 50% in 50 years. Since they've been measuring sperm counts, there has been a drop averaging 1% a year. Now, if you continue this trend, it's pretty easy to see that there will be men will be infertile within 50 years in theory if this 1% a year drop in sperm continues. But here's the crazy part. Just because the 1% drop in sperm doesn't mean that fertility rates only drop 1%, you see, because sperm need to be strong. With the inclusion of trans fats, we're finding that trans fats find their way into sperm and the sperm cannot swim because they're too stiff. And so not only are sperm counts way down, the quality of the sperm is way down, and that is a terrible harbinger of things to come. Ovulation. Sperm needs to match up with an egg. Well, the problem is that women are ovulating one-third fewer eggs than they once were. There are fewer eggs to be germinated being produced and fewer sperm being produced to germinate them. The next thing is really amazing. The food that we eat has disappeared. When you see the extinction of a species, it is typically happening because the food that kept them alive for some reason disappears. Either the weather changes or some pestilence or drought or something makes the food go away. Well, here's the problem. We have taken the food away. We have destroyed our food. We have replaced real food with fake food. We've replaced real food with poison, and instead of nourishing our bodies to make us stronger, we are literally starving our bodies. We are the most overfed and undernourished people in the whole world, and that malnourishment has manifested itself as an increase in immunosuppressive diseases, an increase in all types of diseases that actually lead to an early death among Americans. So not only are we seeing that, you know, that we have the clear indication that we may not be able to perpetuate our species just sexually, that we are destroying the integrity of our gene pool genetically through the food that we eat. And how has that manifested itself? For the first time in history, Shadonna, for the first time in history, our children, according to the General Accounting Office, are not expected to live longer than their parents. For the first time in measurable history, we're seeing a decline in the lifespan of Americans. I'm telling you, the signs are all around us. We're ignoring them, and we literally are in the second generation of a five-generational erosion of our ability to survive as a species, and things need to be done to change that. We are going to have a have and have-not society, those who have the ability to have children and those who don't. Fertility specialists are making the big bucks these days, because one out of every four married couples see a fertility specialist. That, ladies and gentlemen, is off the chart.
Okay, the next question here. It is New Year's resolution season, and I need to drop a few pounds, but my husband, he needs to lose more than 50. Please give us your best, easiest, and most effective way to help him succeed.
Wow. 50 pounds is not as big a task as you might think it is. In fact, if he wants to, I could have him lose those 50 pounds in 90 days. Safely, effectively, and permanently. In fact, it isn't that darn hard to do. It just takes 90 days of intense adherence to a special diet. Now, that special diet, I call it the 7-day alternating diet. That means that you do, the 7-step alternating diet. There are 7 steps, 7 things you do each and every day. And every other day, the menu changes. So you have an A and a B menu. And on even days, you do A, and on odd days, you do B, and you keep going through the calendar that way. Basically, one day, you do the first protocol. The second day, you do the B protocol, and then you go back to the A protocol. A, B, A, B, A, B, one off, one on. The bottom line is that this is the same diet that was used by Manny Yarborough to lose over 225 pounds, the same diet that Gina is using up in Connecticut to help her lose so far about 50 pounds. It's the same diet that John Neese is using at the Power Center in New Jersey to help dozens of people drop dozens of pounds easily, effectively, naturally, and, knock on wood, permanently. And you could get a copy of that information simply by giving us a call. We'll send you out the diet, and you'll get everything. However, just to answer your question on the air as quickly as I can, I recommend as a minimum taking 4 green drinks mixed with activated barley and possibly rice bran solubles, 4 green drinks every single day, every 4 hours. And if you have a big, thick activated barley and green kamut drink mixed every 4 hours, then your appetite will be suppressed, your body will burn fat, you'll have abundant energy, you'll begin to purge toxins from the body, and soon the weight will start melting off. If you add 8 to 10 master amino acid complex tablets to that diet on a daily basis, along with 30 to 40 minutes worth of exercise, then the effectiveness will be doubled. So that these are simple steps. They are easy to take. They're dramatically effective. And I guarantee it.
Okay, excellent. Just want to remind everyone that we do have our featured product of the day, Activated Barley. Buy one, get the second one at half price. Call 1-800-362-8482. That's 1-800-362-8482.
Shauna, a lot of people don't know about the amazing success that we had with the former sumo wrestler, Manny Tiny Yarborough. And he actually came up to the Oasis Retreat and spent a significant amount of time there. And during that time, he literally was losing 1.5 pounds a day. 2 pounds a day. He was losing 15 to 25 pounds a week. So on some days, he was losing 3 pounds a day. And he was never hungry. He had abundant energy, and most importantly, his body was being rejuvenated in amazing ways. In other words, the condition of his skin, the condition, his diabetes went away, his sleep apnea went away, his high blood pressure went away, his high cholesterol went away. Most of his arthritic conditions went away, and as we said, his skin was so tight that people could not believe that this man had lost over 200 pounds, and his skin was far tighter when he was done than when he started. And that is an amazing, amazing thing.
Right. And that's where basically we got a lot of the information that we're sharing with you on things that you should eat, that you should not eat. There's actually a weight loss battle plan that you can request by calling the 800 numbers, 800-362-8482. It's absolutely free. Just call the number and let the operator know that you're interested in getting that information.
Hey, Shadon, I got a call from somebody who had requested the acne battle plan, and their daughter was not only had acne, but she was overweight. She started using the acne battle plan, the 5 foods you need to eat more of and the 5 foods you need to eat less of. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she dropped like 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on the acne battle plan.
Well, that's cool.
I thought that was really awesome. So I think that we should probably put those five foods you should eat more of and five foods you should eat less of. We should migrate that over to the weight loss battle plan so that people could see that information too, because it clearly is, obviously, it's consistent with that diet.
Right. Now, activated barley is a part of the weight loss battle plan. And I get a lot of people who ask me, well, what is activated barley? Is it the same as the green barley? And I have to tell them, no, it's not. So where exactly does barley, what is activated barley and where did it come from?
Well, activated barley came from the ancient Greeks and Romans created a method of changing raw barley, like barley grain, into like a superfood, like a really healing food through a special process called activation. And so activated barley comes to us from ancient Greek and Roman times. It actually was a medicine way back in the day.
You said that it comes from a process called activating. What exactly does that mean?
Well, activating, it's spelled A-K-T-I-V, activating, is a method that is patented that recreates the method created in ancient times by the Greeks and Romans. And what it does is it germinates the grain, but it does not allow it to sprout. It's a special process that will bring the grain from a state of being raw, which is like, it's uncooked and yet it is not alive, and it goes from being raw to being alive once it is germinated. And so by making the grain alive again, they find that is the activating, but stopping its progression from becoming a sprout. So it's somewhere stuck in the middle between a raw grain and a sprout, and that is the state of germination, which brings out an amazing series of qualities that are not found in the non-activated grain or the sprouted grain. It's somewhere between the grain and the sprout, and that is what's amazing about it.
Well, you said it's an ancient food. How exactly was it used in ancient times?
Well, in ancient times, it was originally used for babies who died at birth. Excuse me, for babies whose mothers died at birth. And then those mothers would not be able to feed their children, obviously. And so what they did is they created the first baby food, if you would, by activating the barley. They were actually able to feed this to the baby and keep it alive when nothing else really was fit to be consumed by newborn babies. And so the activated barley was made and squeezed through cheesecloth, and all of the gummy, the soluble, fibers were and gelatinous substance was fed to the baby like baby food, and the baby was actually able to live and thrive and grow when otherwise it would have died. It was also used to treat the elderly who were infirmed and could not digest food. They couldn't chew food, and they were given the activated barley, and they found that they also had, again, more energy, more life, more everything after taking the activated barley, and they too would have otherwise died. So activated barley is pretty awesome because it kept people alive at a time when nothing else was available to do that.
Okay, so I've heard you speak about this before. Didn't the Roman soldiers and even gladiators eat barley gruel?
They did. In fact, Roman soldiers are famous for having marched at 5 miles an hour for day after day, carrying very heavy packs. And, I mean, that is some serious, serious moving. And, in fact, no foot soldier in history has ever been more effective at moving across, across the land as the Romans. And guess what the Roman soldiers were eating? They were eating a barley gruel similar to activated barley. Another interesting subject has to do with gladiators. I don't know if you had a question about that, but the very word gladiator means men who eat barley. And before the gladiators fought in the circus, which is the arena which they battled, before the gladiators went into the circus, they were required in the morning to eat 2 cups of barley gruel because of its energy and its ability to provide strength and endurance and mental clarity and all of that. And so, yeah, barley and this barley gruel and activated barley, they have a long history back to Greek and Roman times, and it's a really storied history, a really pretty fascinating history, in my opinion.
So the way that it seems like this grain, this product that's in between grain and sprouting, it was actually stumbled upon because they probably used it because it was easy for babies to consume, so they would feed it to their children, and also easy for the elderly to consume because it was probably, they may not have had, you know, teeth, like proper dental care and things, so it was easy to consume. But in doing that, they found that it had all these nutrients in it, and then that's when they started to feed it to their soldiers and things like that. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely. They started seeing how amazing it was in every application. They started, you know, feeding it to more and more people, and it seemed, you know, that whoever took it really benefited from it. Now, what they didn't know is the things that we know now. Modern science has actually proved that this food has tons of phytochemicals inside of it that were responsible for all the good stuff that they knew it was doing. They didn't know why it was working. They just knew that it was working. But today, science allows us to analyze the food and to discover and identify what is in that food. And there's some really amazing stuff in activated barley. And there's pretty scientific explanation now as to why it was so good.
What are some of those special things and that actually help people?
Well, let's see. My list would be maybe five strong. The first thing is activated barley is an extremely slow-burning and effective energy source. It is the slowest-burning carbohydrate you will ever test. It is a polysaccharide carbohydrate, so it turns into a gel, and that makes it far better for the body. The second thing is it is loaded with what's called beta-glucan 1316. Beta-glucan 1316 is very effective at boosting the immune system. It is an immune modulator and strengthens even the weakest immune systems, which is why it was probably good for the elderly. Another thing that beta-glucan does is it is a cholesterol magnet. It is one of the most effective foods at helping regulate and maintain healthy cholesterol levels within your body, and it does so naturally. It doesn't do so artificially. There are no side effects, and it's very, very effective. Another thing that activated barley does is it helps stabilize blood glucose. It is excellent because it will control the rate at which sugar passes into the blood. So activated barley is an energy food, it's an endurance food, it's an immune-boosting food, it's a cholesterol-lowering food, it's a glucose-stabilizing food, and it is phenomenal, Shadana, for helping people who are seeking to lose weight because it suppresses the appetite and provides the body with the nutrients it needs in order to feel satisfied at the cellular level. So the body stops giving off those feelings of hunger and those cravings that are really irresistible.
So you kind of explained how it works for weight loss, but we recommend it for energy and endurance, lowering cholesterol, diabetes. Does it work on an individual basis? Does it let off something for each one of those things, or is there something that has a common denominator that it helps with?
Well, definitely for diabetes, it is the ability to have the soluble fiber, which controls the rate that glucose passes into the blood, and that's why it's good for diabetics. For weight loss, it's great because it suppresses the hunger because of the slow-burning carbohydrate. It keeps you energized, and it gives you the full feeling that you need, so it's great for weight loss. For cholesterol lowering, it's the soluble fiber that is the cholesterol magnet that takes it out. As far as energy goes, it is an incredible energy food, because, again, it keeps your body full of glycogen. You know, your body's producing glycogen at a steady rate, and so it's a great endurance food for athletes or marathoners. And then boosting the immune system, excuse me, was there one more?
Endurance, did you do endurance? You did energy, endurance, immune boosting?
Mm-hmm, that's the beta-glucan, the polysaccharide that's been shown, you know, to be tremendous at boosting the immune system. A lot of times it's found in like different the mycelium of different mushrooms. Some people, you know, buy beta-glucan 1-3-1-6 at the store. It's very expensive. Well, it naturally occurs in activated barley. And the last thing is it's loaded with enzymes. This is a raw, pure, organic food, and it is brimming with enzymes, antioxidant enzymes that protect your body against cancer and oxidative stress. So activated barley, for a simple food, is one of the most powerful foods that you'll ever find. And remember, Shadonna, that our goal is out of those 10,000 edible species of plants that exist on Earth, our goal is to bring people the very best, the very, very best. And if you could get those top 20, 30, or 40 out of 10,000 edible plants, then you're going to be doing very, very well for yourself.
So what is the best way to use activated barley?
You know, I like to mix it in my green drink and just take them together. I know that Ian out in New York, he mixes it with our virgin organic coconut oil, puts it into a baggie, and squirts it into his mouth as he's riding a bike for 50 or 100 miles. We have people who put it into smoothies. Our meal option is the basis made of activated barley. The delicious meal replacement that we make is mostly activated barley. We use activated barley to cook muffins. We use activated barley to make gravy. We use activated barley to do a lot of things. In fact, if you want recipes on how to use activated barley in different things, we will send those to you absolutely free. You just need to let Shadonna know.
And you can do so by calling 1-800-362-8482. You can also dial that number for your activated barley. Buy one, get the second at half price. That number, once again, is 800-362-8482. Just a reminder, to listen live, dial 212-461-5800, code 8246. Every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can listen on the replay line at 212-990-6260, and that can be heard on demand.
Excellent. And the great part about the replay line is that's 24 hours, 7 days a week. So if you like what you hear here, you could call somebody and give them the number and say, you've got to listen to this. I think they have some information you'll be interested in. So don't be afraid to share the number and help us to build the audience for this show. We would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, have a lot of questions still in the mailbag. Still have to let you know what's going on in February when we come to New York. Also, information about the book, The Green Foods Bible. But you have to stick around to get that information. We're going to go to the next question in the mailbag. I have heard you talk about eating a plant-based diet, but history tells us that ancient man was a hunter, which means that he had a meat-based diet. How do you explain that?
Well, actually, I've heard that a lot. And the bottom line is men weren't hunters. They were hunter-gatherers. And they were more gatherers than hunters. And I'm going to explain why, Shadonna. First of all, how easy is it? Do you just walk up to an animal and say, hey, I'd like to have you for dinner? No. Animals run. Animals fight back. Animals are tough. And if you're going to eat meat, you've got to, clearly, be willing and able to hunt and find that elusive food. Now, when was the last time you had to hunt and chase down an orange or an apple or a cherry? No, you don't. You could go and grab it right off of the tree. It doesn't have any natural defenses to you from consuming it. And so the great part about history is that people tend to clearly use it to teach whatever they want. People will revise history to make it fit their, I guess, their agenda. But I guarantee you this, ancient men were hunter-gatherers. They certainly did eat meat, but they also had a profound knowledge of edible plants. They observed animals. They saw which plants the animals were eating, and those are the plants that they imitatively ate, and those were, of course, the most nutritious, nutrient-dense, and healing foods. And so ancient man was absolutely a hunter, but a lot of times what he hunted were fruits and vegetables. That's what he was able to find, were the things, the edible leaves, the edible stems, the edible roots, And, of course, the fruits and the leaves of trees. And so there's no doubt that man was a hunter, but I guarantee you history shows that primarily ancient man was a gatherer, and that is something that's sort of been lost in the whole history lesson.
Okay, very good. The next question, I am considering a stay at the Oasis Retreat and was wondering when the best time to go would be. Also, could you please describe a typical day there?
Well, I think depending upon your taste, I like the retreat in the fall and winter. And the reason why is because the mountains are surrounded by snow. There's a real brilliant crispness to the air. There's very few, you know, flying bugs around. When you're in nature, there tends to be some bugs. And it's very, you know, cold at night, so there's no bugs around. It is very serene. You know, I really love, you know, sitting around the fire at night to warm up. And, you know, I just really believe that the fall and winter are my personal favorite times. Now, other people like the spring and the summer. And the reason why is because there's a lot more greenery. The flowers, wild flowers are blooming. You know, there's tons of birds nesting and singing and rustling around. And, you know, you could go hiking in your shorts and nothing else. You know, it's a very... you know, it's a very warm time. It's a time that's more of a summery type of thing. So there's no doubt that each of you will choose your best time, and I would just determine based upon your need, because whenever you come there, you're going to have a fantastic time. Now, let me give an example of a day at the Oasis. Now, many things are optional, but I'm just going to imagine that you participate in a lot of things and tell you what your day would be like. You would wake up and you would go into the meeting room where there would be a nice assortment of fruits and nuts and green drinks, and you would be able to partake from that in the morning, and then you would adjourn to the yoga room for a morning yoga instruction by a brilliant yoga teacher that we have on staff, and she will lead us through a one-hour yoga stretch breathing exercise. Following the yoga, there's a short break, and then we have a breakfast that will be, you know, consistent, you know, with all natural stuff. In other words, you could go back into the meeting room, and there'll be more food offerings put out. We then have classes. Classes will be have a number of different subjects, like boosting the immune system, how to lose weight naturally. We have cooking instruction classes, food preparation classes. And we also, you know, have a number of instructional courses that you will be able to choose from and you will be able to participate in. You don't need to visit every class, but my guess is you'll want to visit several. Then, of course, we have a lunch break. Following the lunch break is an optional workout. That is a guided workout. It is an exercise class. Following the exercise class is one of our afternoon activities. The afternoon activity could be anything. It could be water volleyball. It could be, you know, a trivia game about nutrition. It might be an outing to see the giant sequoias. It might be a trip to the hot springs. It might be any number of things, but we typically have an afternoon event, outing, and activity. That will be followed in the evening, of course, by the evening meal. There will be other optional activities after the evening meal, recreation as well as entertainment. For example, you might be lucky to have, you know, a fire dancer, a drum circle, whatever it might be. In the evening, there's always some type of entertainment. The last time, I think we had a magician. We had a cowboy doing roping exhibition and a couple of things like that. So there's always going to be something fun and exciting. There's going to be entertaining, it's going to be educational, it's going to be relaxing, it's going to be serene, it's going to be filled with delicious food, excellent instruction. You know, you're going to be in a very small group. The maximum occupancy there is 20 people. Most of the time we'll have between 10 and 15, so there'll be a lot of privacy, and you will have the run of the grounds. There are lakes and streams and trees and birds and fields of wheatgrass and fields of barley grass and fields of oat grass. There is a far infrared sauna. Each attendee will get a complimentary massage. They'll get a complimentary consultation with our naturopathic doctor. everything is included. Everything I just mentioned is included. All of your food, all of your supplements, all of your entertainment, all of your services, all of your classes, everything is included in that one low price. And people are starting to call and book up. So I hope that you will join us. I hope you'll get in a reservation. Bring a friend. Bring your family. Bring a group. Come by yourself. It doesn't matter. We want to see you there.
Yes, and we do have spots still available in January, February, March, and April. The January retreat is the 25th through the 28th. So you want to call 800-362-8482 to make your reservation and to get the other dates. That number once again is 800-362-8482. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to take this time now to let everyone know that we will be returning to New York City. We will be there February 8th through the 10th. On Thursday, February 8th, we will be in Long Island at the Hyatt Regency from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Friday, February 9th, we will be in New Jersey at the Marriott Newark Airport from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturday, February 10th, we will be in Manhattan at the Hilton New York on the Avenues of the Americas from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also on Saturday, the 10th, we will be in Brooklyn at Grand Space on Bergen Street from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. All admission is $10 per person. Tickets are available now. There are seats available, so you want to make sure that you call and get in as soon as you can. 800-362-8482 is the phone number. Again, 800-362-8482, toll-free 800. And just want to let everyone know that there is absolutely no refunds. But we are giving a special offer until January 28th, I believe. If you buy 3 tickets, then you get the 4th ticket free. So if you bring 3 friends or 3 family members, your ticket will be free. And that number, once again, is 800-362-8482.
800-362-8482. So give us a call.
Okay. Getting back into the mailbag here, I am changing my investment portfolio to help, quote, green the planet. Can you recommend specific stocks, companies, or funds that might be best? I want my money to do good instead of reward corporate greed and non-earth-friendly industries.
Well, that's an awesome question. I really appreciate that. And one thing that you might want to do is well, basically consider what's called an SRI, or a socially responsible investment. And a socially responsible investment oftentimes will be reflected in mutual funds. 3 of the best socially responsible mutual funds that also have pretty good returns are Acuity Social in Canada, the Ethical Special Equity Fund, and the Mackenzie Universal Sustainable Fund. And those are really, really 3 of the best funds that I've researched. Again, the Acuity Social Values Fund, the Ethical Special Equity Fund, and the Mackenzie Universal Sustainable Fund. And if you want individual stocks, I would do something like go into PowerShares, which is a clean energy portfolio. And that gives you a stake in 36 companies that work on clean energy, and that's really, really important. There's also a PowerShares water portfolio, and that holds the shares of companies involved in businesses that produce clean water and desalination and things like that that will help green the planet as well and stop the reliance upon taking from our rivers and our streams. And so those are just a few things that you might want to, to check out. And also go to Social Investment Forum, and that's at basically a .org thing. So just go to www.socialinvest.org, and you'll see a lot of socially responsible investment opportunities there. But, You know, that's a lot of talk about stock funds, but let me explain something to everybody listening. The way to change the world is, sure, it's cool to make your portfolio reflect green companies. I think that's fantastic, and I strongly encourage it. But you know what? Every single one of us could vote with our dollars every single day. And what I mean by that is when you walk into a store, you've got something really powerful, and that's money. Money is power. And if you spend that power properly, then you will make the world a better place. But if you go and you buy some disposable item with tons of packaging that's going to last you a week, and then you're going to throw away that item and throw away the packaging, you have just voted for destroying this planet. Literally. That's a vote that you cast, that you don't mind all the extra waste and all the extra trash and all of the different PCBs that are in the environment. If you go and you spend that dollar on something that's made in paper packaging, something that will have a long-term value to you, then you have made an investment in the future of this planet. It's the same way that I've told people that if you go into the store and buy food with hydrogenated oils and high fructose corn syrup and monosodium glutamate, that you're voting that you want more of those foods and you want food producers to produce more of that poison. And if you go and you spend your dollars on raw, pure, organic foods that are non-genetically modified and don't have any of those chemical additives, then you are voting for that food which will heal the planet. And every single time we spend every single penny, we are casting a vote, the most important vote, the vote of power, the vote of money. And if you don't vote properly, if you don't use your power properly, then we will have abused the power, and we will have abused ourselves and this planet. So go and vote every single day, every time you reach into your pocket.
Great. Great message there. The next question here I would like to ask is one that I think is very important that everyone should probably at one point or will probably at one point in their life have to question this, if they are a true advocate and believer in this, in the message that we bring on this show. How do I tell my doctor that I do not want to take all the meds that he gives me? I trust him most of the time, but I am worried it is too much stress on my body.
You know, that is a great question, because a lot of times people are intimidated by their doctor. I mean, they really are. They go in, the guy's got a stethoscope, he's in a white suit, he made you wait a long time to see him, he's a little bit arrogant.
Right.
I mean, hey, who wouldn't be intimidated? Well, I've got to tell you, you look your doctor right in the eye and you say, hey, doctor, I've been reading the side effects, the potential debilitating side effects on the medicine that you have recommended to me, and it really scared the bejeebers out of me. So I need to talk to you and find out, do I absolutely have to take this medication? Because I was talking to this person, or I was reading this thing, and they told me that maybe by changing my diet that I might be able to control these symptoms without needing the medication. So, doctor, would you help me? I would like to go off of my medication for 1 month or 2 months or whatever and try the diet modification and see if it works. And guess what? Your doctor is going to go, dang, this person is really on the ball. He read these things. He has a legitimate concern. And the doctor is going to listen to you. I guarantee it. If you tell the doctor that you're scared to death of all the side effects of the medications they're recommending, I believe that your doctor is going to do something about that. I really do. And I think that you might be surprised. Now, the other thing is, if your doctor says no, blah, 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 I would go and interview for another doctor, because there's plenty of doctors out there, and many of them are learning about holistic approaches to, you know, treating their patients. And that means to listen and to, like, respect the wishes of the patient. And if your doctor doesn't respect your wishes, well, I would just get yourself another doctor.
Okay. We have a little less than 10 minutes left in the show, but we have a lot of questions still, so I'm going to try to get as many as I can in the time that we have allotted. What are drug-resistant bacteria, and how can they be fought?
Well, that's a really good question. Drug-resistant bacteria The bottom line is that new strains of drug-resistant bacteria known as superbugs are really common these days. These type of bacteria are becoming more and more prominent. And here's how it happens. When a patient takes an antibiotic, the drug kills off, let's say, 99% of the bacteria. But a few organisms survive because they developed characteristics that make them resistant to the drug. Well, all the other bacteria have died, and so all of a sudden, these few little bacteria that are left, the few organisms that are left, they become the majority, and when they multiply, they become the dominant strain of bacteria, and that superbug will not respond to the drug that had been taken previously, and so it's really, really dangerous, and so, that is what a superbug is. It's one that has basically developed a resistance to the drug that was meant to kill it, and they are becoming more and more common. I could go on and on about superbugs, but we have so little time. The one thing I'll tell you is Staphylococcus aureus is one of the most common bacteria known as Staph, and about half of the Staph found in intensive care units cannot be killed with penicillin-type antibiotics. More than half of the Staph infections in today's world are already drug resistant, and that, Shadonna, is absolutely crazy.
Definitely. Okay, let's see. Try one more question.
Now, what we could do about that, by the way, is take Immunomax and Virasure. They both are not only antiviral, they're also strongly antibacterial, but more importantly, take our advanced probiotic blend, which is going to boost the friendly bacteria in your gut and be basically have the same effect as an antibiotic, but without any damaging effect.
Okay, good. And you can get more information about that by, of course, calling our 800 number, 362-8482, or visit the website, www.phporder.com. Okay, let's go ahead and do one last question. I was a pack-a-day smoker. Now I have been clean for 5 years. Do I still need to worry about lung cancer?
Well, the thing is that lung cancer is the deadliest cancer. And the reason why is because it has usually already spread before it's diagnosed. The 5-year survival rate for most lung cancer is 16%, Shadonna. That means 16% of people who have lung cancer live 5 years. The rest don't. Now, if the cancer is detected when the cancer is still localized, the 5-year survival rate goes up to 83%. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't do what's necessary. You have to demand that your doctor give you a test if you have been a smoker. Now, what's called a low-dose spiral CT scan. It's a painless procedure. They take an imaging machine, it rotates rapidly around the body, and it takes more than 100 pictures in sequence. And the conventional x-ray fails to find 85% of early-stage lung cancer. And the CT scan, the spiral CT scan, actually detects all of those tumors. And so the chest x-ray will not do. You must insist on getting a spiral CT scan, and I wouldn't settle for anything less than that. Now, the thing is that the doctors rarely look for diseases unless a patient shows a symptom. And so if you've been a smoker, what you need is to look out for early-stage malignancies that are too small to be seen on a chest x-ray and that don't cause any symptoms. The problem is that the low-dose spiral computer will detect those far, far sooner, and few doctors ever order this test because it costs money. And so unless you're coughing up blood or have shortness of breath and other severe symptoms, they don't even look for the lung cancer. So if you have been a smoker, do not hesitate. Go and get that spiral CT scan, and I'm trying to be as emphatic as I can. Because you just have to do it, There's just no excuse for not doing that.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
Now remember that if you have been a smoker, you had better start taking a lot of our ImmunoMax and our green drinks. I mean a lot. Every single day, every single day, every single day. Because we can repair epithelial tissue. We can reverse damage done to the bronchial tubes. But it must be, you have to quit smoking. And then you've got to be on a regular regimen of those foods. So you can really help with the lung cancer problem. But I would get my book, The Green Food Bible, because I write a lot about this subject in there. And I think you should learn more about it. And that's a good way to do it.
Speaking of the Green Food Bible, the store copy is available. You can call 800-362-8482 to purchase it, or you can go online at phporder.com, and it retails for $14. And you can, are you still able to get a signed copy, Dave, by calling the 800?
Absolutely, as long as I'm signing about 10 a day, so that means the books are moving out. I'd love to sign one for you.
Yes, and it's the Green Foods Bible. Once again, that number, 800-362-8482. Also want to remind everyone that we do have activated barley on special today. Buy one, get the second one at half price. Call the toll-free 800 number. You can also request your battle plan, your free CDs, and other free literature. Also want to let you know that these are the last days to purchase our sponsor, Platinum Health Products, holiday gift packs. You can still purchase them up until the 31st of this month. And thereafter, they are having their new promotion. They're called the New Year's Resolution Packs. You can get more information by calling the phone number, 800-362-8482. I believe there's a fitness pack, a weight loss pack, anti-aging, and a detoxification pack. So if any of those interest you, call 800-362-8482. Dave, any last comments?
Yeah, I just definitely wanted to encourage people to go to the website and to, you know, learn about the retreat and the book and our philosophy. Again, it's phporder.com. And the last thing I wanted to leave you with is just, you know, an understanding that with the new year coming, a lot of people are going to be working on New Year's resolutions. A lot of people are going to be thinking about changing their lives. And I believe that this should be a year for, you know, this should be a time, excuse me, when everyone should reflect and they should think about how they can improve themselves, how they could become a better person, a better father, a better brother, a better husband, a better whatever. And so I just want to encourage everyone to really focus on that within your own life. Is there a reason why you're unhappy? Is there a reason why you're dissatisfied? Is there a reason why you feel insecure, incompetent, or anything like that? If there is, now is a time to make a list of things that you could do that would make you feel as though you're not those things. If you feel like you're not very organized, make a list and promise to be more organized. For whatever reason that you may feel incompetent in any way in your life, make this the year that you overcome that. I really believe that all things could be overcome with a good plan, and I just want to encourage everyone to embrace this, you know, this season, and to use it like so many people do, to reflect on the past year, to, you know, really dedicate yourself to making 2007 your best year ever. And Shadonna and I would like to thank all of you for having been with us throughout this year, and we look forward to spending a lot of time with you in 2007. So until then, God bless you all, and thank you once again for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show. I'm David.
I am Shadonna. Have a great and safe New Year's, everyone, and we'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.